The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Killarney, day two of their three-day May meeting. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Fresh from a couple of days in the studio. How are you looking at this evening's card in Killarney? Plenty on offer for betting purposes?
Yeah, not a bad card. One or two reasonable bets, a couple of short ones really which should win, which are not going to excite anyone, but the nap comes in the big race of the night, so that should be worth waiting for, the 7:10. I didn't get a chance to see the racing yesterday, nobody did really, because the ATR pictures are down all day yesterday, so didn't really get a feel what the ground was like or sort of how the track was riding, but we'll just go on previous experiences there before.
Yeah, according to the paper, it's going to be yielding ground in Killarney this evening, a seven race national hunt card to look forward to. So let's get stuck into the action. The first race is the 5:05, and we start with a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle, and Martello Tower is the even money favourite. Badger Fort is 6-4, and then it's 7-1 for Clondor Dude, and double figure prices or bigger the remaining runners. So we've got this priced up pretty much as a match between Martello Tower and Badger Fort. Do you see it that way?
Pretty much, yeah. I think the market's got it spot on here. That's exactly how I'd bet the race, even money, Martello Tower, and I'd have Badger Foot second in. You'd have to say Martello Tower just about is the worthy favourite on the basis of that he's already finished fourth in a good listed hurdle at Nace. That was back in March when he was the second string of the owner, Barry O'Connell. But he came out the best of that particular duo when staying on very eye-catchingly on the run in the hands of David Russell to be a never nearer fourth. You'd probably say with another even furlong or two furlongs really that day, he might have won because he was finishing so strongly. The race has worked out particularly well. We've had loads of winners out of that race, or loads of horses that have run well out of that race subsequently. The Game Changer, of course, he's been a very consistent type. And Empire of Dirt has been mixing in some good company thereafter. So, that was a really good start over hurdles. Quite surprising that they went back to a bumper, but that's often the case sometimes in Ireland, isn't it, when they chop and change codes. He got the job done when sent off favourite in that bumper at Fairy House, and that should do a world of confidence, coming here off the back of a good win. I think the trip will suit him today. Track should be fine. Ground obviously is no problem. It's on the soft side there tonight, Killarney. His main danger looks to be Badger Fort, who has got a similar profile, having finished fifth in a maiden hurdle at Navan, a slightly weaker event than the one that Martello Tower took part in. And then he went on to win a bumper very easily at Cork, once again, similar to the favourite, seemingly improving for a step-up in trip. He's a big, strong, scopey sort by Fruits. I love this Philip Fenton trained five-year-old. He travelled really well through that race. And horses like the King of Connemara, who were well beaten on that occasion, have boosted the form. And it was a good time, actually, for a bumper. They didn't hang around in that race. He actually is top of my speed figures off the back of that bumper. But I'm going to stick with Martello Tower, because I just think he's hurdling for me slightly better at this time, and hopefully he'll come out on top.
Okay, Martello Tower in the opener then. The 5:40 is the second race on the card, and this is a 2.5 mile hurdle, and Darwin's Fox heads the betting narrowly at 6-4 ahead of Sailor's One, who's 13-8. It's then 5-1 for Airlight Supreme and 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Darwin's Fox ran a good race last time when chasing home Dane King in a competitive handicap hurdle. Sailor's One was further back in that race, back in ninth position. Andy, do you see that form holding up? I mean, I suppose the step up to 2.5 miles is a bit of a question mark with Darwin's Fox.
That is the problem, yeah. I think the bookmakers have recognised that as well this morning, because he's second favourite largely with most bookies' lists. If this was 2 miles, I think he'd be a worthy favourite. He probably would be the obvious choice. He ran one of his best ever races in that competitive handicap at Fairy House when he chased home Dane King. But he did fade on the running that day, actually. He looked like winning going out the last, so his obviously stamina gave way over 2 miles, and it was a slowly run event as well. I mean, I got a really weak speed figure for that race, which suggests they didn't go overly quick. and a lot depends how the pace pans out here, because if they go slow again here, obviously it'll allow his speed and lack of stamina to be not put under as much scrutiny. I probably would go for Sailor's Warn here, just because I'm not absolutely convinced Darwin's Fox will get the trip, particularly if they get a bit more rain. He's the one out of the two who will stay, and he proved that when he beat Willie Mullins' old stalwart Thousand Stars 2 starts ago, and he got the better of him in the latter stage. Of course, Thousand Stars went on to win himself next time at Four. He has boosting the form. He was a bit disappointing behind Darwin's Fox and Dan King in that race at Fairhouse, but as I said, it was a slowly run race, and he didn't really play into his strengths, and he got badly hampered and messed around the home turn. A horse fell in front of him. Just everything that could go wrong really did. But he bounced back to form with a really good win the other day on the flat at Sligo, which tells me that the horse can be best forgotten that run at Fairy House. And the fact that he's won over a mile and a half at Sligo on soft ground suggests that he'll definitely stay this trip. He stayed 2 miles too at Leopard Sand anyway. So I've just got fewer doubts in my mind about the trip with Sailor's Warn than I have Darwin's Fox. So that's why Edward O'Grady, 7-year-old, gets a vote.
Okay, Sailor's Warn then. The selection in the 5:40. Moving on to the 6:10 next, and this is a maiden hurdle over 2 3/4 miles. And interesting betting this morning. Like It A Lot has been backed from 11-4 into 9-4. It's 11-4 for Shoot Hall. Circus Island is 5-1. Money for Ibsen as well, 12-1 into 8s. 9s for Company Coming, and then 12-1 Bar. Couple of market moves there, Andy. Either of those two on the shortlist, or what else do you like in the 6:10?
They're both on the shortlist, yeah. I haven't had that many bets tonight, Kilana, but I have had an interest in this race. I've backed Ibsen, largely due to his exploits on the flat recently. He was a good second to Black Spot On at Leopardstown 2 starts ago, and then he went to Tipperary the other night over a mile and a half, and he ran probably his career best ever race in a race which I think podcasters now, if you're tuning in regularly to listen to the Irish previews, will know that I'm absolutely dead sweet on that Tipperary race. It was the race that Cliff House won. He hasn't run since, but we've had several in behind that have. Newellen, of course, who was fourth, that won for us the other night on the podcast down in Clonmel. Truly Delightful won at Garran the other week at 20s, and I tipped up a horse out of that race yesterday, Chicago, who also ran quite well in that race as well. So I'm pretty sure that form is going to stand the test of time. And even though he hasn't got the blinkers on tonight, which is a slight concern, I don't know why John Murphy would use him on the flat with the blinkers on and then run him over hurdles without, because that aid seems to have helped him. He has worn blinkers over hurdles before. He's certainly got a great chance on some of the pick of his old jumps form anyway. That 9th to Flax and Flair in the Fred Winter 2 years ago reads well. And, you know, he hasn't cut much ice to a degree in races or have tough handicaps throughout the winter, but the ground has been absolutely bottomless on his last two runs. And although he doesn't mind a bit of cutting the ground, he doesn't want it as soft or heavy as that, particularly if he's running over 3 miles. 2.6 should be fine. And I thought he was a decent price this morning, ran him at about 10-12-1. He looks a fair each way. I do think the favourite is the one to beat, Like It A Lot. There was a lot to like about his run last time out at Cork behind Shamsakil. It was a race where the front two rather clashed and had a duel from a long way out and softened each other up, so they were paying for their exertions in the latter stages. But I did like the way that Paul Nolan's charge was flashing home in that race, certainly suggesting he was going to appreciate the step beyond 2 miles. He's up to 2.6 here, but he's stoutly bred. He's by Cave Tar. He's a big, strong chasing type as well that will definitely improve when he jumps a fence. Of course, he's a former point-to-point runner as well. So I'd certainly have two against the field. If you're looking for the each-way horses, Ibsen, and if you wanted to back the favourite, I couldn't put you off either at 9-4.
Okay, on to the 6:40 next, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. It's for 4-year-olds and overrated, 80-116, and quite an open heat. But Memories of Milan is 7-2 on being backed from 4s at the top of the betting. 7-1 for Vaxalco, 8-1 for Oscar's Business and Fethard Player. And Run With The Tide. Sam Da Vinci is 10s with Some Hawk, and then it's 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. Quite an open handicap hurdle this, Andy, so what are your thoughts here?
My thoughts are that I probably want to avoid this race quite readily. This is the least persuasive race I've got here tonight from a punting aspect. I'm absolutely in the dark, to be honest. I've gone through this race probably about 4 or 5 times. I keep coming back to it and I still can't come up with a solid selection. So let's just run through the main players anyway and then just give a token choice. Certainly got to be respect to Memories of Milan. He run really well last time out in a competitive handicap at Punchestown. I think that was the Martinstown Opportunity Final when he finished fourth he actually outrun my strong fancy on that occasion in the latter stages. So that was a notable scalp he took on that day. So he's definitely got a chance. His only slight negative is he's got no form going left-handed. All his best form's going right-handed. He's 0-6 going left-handed, so that's obviously a worry there. Feathered player, well, the more rain that falls for that seven-year-old, the better his chance will be. He ran well last time out at Limerick, but all his best form's been on a real testing heavy surface, particularly when he won at Thurles a few starts prior to that. Sam Da Vinci comes here off the back of a long layoff. That would be the only worry about that particular horse, and all his best form is on a faster surface, so the more rain, the more his chances diminish. There's a couple of big prices I'd just suggest we have a little bit of a look at. One of them's Polly Wally Doodle, who ran with a choke out last time out at Fairy House in that very hot race, which was won by lots of memories. And there was no way she could keep that gallop up. It was just impossible. She just raced too keenly, and she faded and paid for it late on to run in the home turn. But to be fair, she did go well for a long, long way. And, you know, dropping back to 2.6 here rather than 3 miles in a hot handicap where she was out of the weights, I've got a feeling she could run a little bit better here if they can just hold on to her a little bit longer and restrain her a bit. She's got some good form here in bumpers and over hurdles. So one at a price, I'd be, you know, just offering her up as probably the token each way selection. And the other one is the old 11-year-old trained by James Motherwell, that's Define. Now, he often goes missing through long periods of time, but he does always run well at his beloved Killarney. Ground-wise, that would have been the only slight concern for him. It sort of put me off backing him unless I see the first two or three races. I'd need to see what the ground's like. But if he isn't too bad, then he could run a nice race because, as I said, he always saves his best form for here. But Polly Wally Doodle at 14-1, give her a little bit of a chance, or more chance than the odds suggest.
Okay, on to the 7:10 next race, 5 on the card, and this is the big race of the evening. It's a handicap chase over 2¾ miles and €30,000 in the pot for this race. And Usual Smurfer and She's Got Grit are the 9-2 joint favourites at the time of recording, although there has been money for She's Got Grit. She was 11-2 earlier on in the day, now 9-2. Money for Love Rory as well, 8-1 into 6-1. Instant Impact going the other way, 8s out to 10s. It's 11s for Lord Ben, 12s for Malt Master and Glen Quest, and then 14-1 or big prices at the rest. Earlier on, you said you had a strong opinion in this, Andy.
Yeah, this is my nap tonight. Always like to put a bit of a sporting nap up, and I was really impressed with the way that Usual Smurfer got the job done last time out at Fairy House in a very competitive handicap over the Easter period, 22 runner race, and he bounded clear in the latter stages to beat some good horses who arrived there in good shape. And considering that was only his fourth start over fences, I thought that was a really good return. He's certainly going the right way. He's the kind of young, unexposed horse with a right upwardly curved profile that I like to tip in a race like this. I often think quite a few of these have been around the block a bit and they haven't got that much improvement in them, but this horse definitely has. He started off his chase career at the Lestal Festival last year when he was third to a Ouiga Star in a very good race, and he's run some really good races in defeat subsequently. That win last time out was a really good one. The form was already beginning to work out well. A horse called Barresi was pulled up in that race. He won next time out. And his circuit time was very, very good compared to the other two handicap chases on the card. He ran the last circuit in 3 minutes 12. Un Artiste, who won the Mayor's Only Chase that day, did 3 minutes 14. And Shut the Front Door was 3 minutes 15. So, he was trapping on and he was beating some good horses comparatively on the same card. The yard's in great form as well. Shark Hanlon is also in great nick. He had a winner here yesterday in the shape of Fenice Mole. He also had a win on the flat the other day in the shape of Patrolman. So the yard's in good nick. He should be fine at the track. He's got place form here before over hurdles. He comes off a fast time. He's only had 4 starts. He's lightly raced. So I think he still could be able to plenty of improvement, and he's the nap vote in that competitive 7:10.
Okay, nap selection then for Andy, Usual Smurfer, and on to the penultimate race this evening. It's the 7:40, and this is a 2¾ mile Hunter Chase, and On the Fringe is the odds on favourite this morning at 4-9. Last seen winning the Punchestown Championship Hunter's Chase, been running well all season as well. So On the Fringe, 4-9 favourite. It's 11-2 for Sebedee. Power Station is 14-1 with Psycho, and Universal Truth it's on 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. So quite heavily odds on favourite, Andy, in the shape of On the Fringe. Can you see past him?
Well, you can make cases out for backing perhaps one or two others each way if you didn't want to take 4-9. I do think On the Fringe will win, But he's not everyone's cup of tea at 4-9. You know, sometimes you're better off having a bit of fun at something. You can back and at least get your money back and have a good run for your money. And that horse would be Zebedee, the second favourite. I think some odds around about 6-7-1 for that look more than reasonable for a horse who loves the track. He's won here before. In fact, I think he's won one of these competitive hurdles here before, way back in the day. He's been in good form in points to points. What they actually amount to, I don't know. But he did beat a horse called Vital Plot two starts ago. And, of course, Vital Plot was second to on the fringe at Punchestown in that champion Hunter Chase of the day. So, collaterally, it's obviously difficult to work out. But he hasn't got, you know, an absolute bucket to find, as the odds would suggest. I certainly wouldn't be putting him in any bigger than 4-5-1. I think, like I say, 6-7-1 looks a fair price. But he has got, obviously, on the fringe to beat. There's no doubt about that. He ran really well at Cheltenham Festival behind Tammy's Hill. Prior to that, he was a bit unlucky to get beaten by the same horse at Leopardstown in that really good warm-up event at Leopardstown on Hennessy meeting day. All in all, he's probably the second-best hunter-chaser in Ireland behind Tammy's Hill. But, you know, Zebedee, with his track form, this track will probably suit him better than on the fringe. He'll probably want some more of a galloping circuit. And you never know. There are stranger things happening in this game. He comes with a fresh horse, whereas on the fringe has been, you know, he did have a relatively hard race last time out. So I'll just stick up Zebedee each way for those that want a bit of fun at a better price.
Okay. And the final race this evening is the 8-10. We finish with a 2-mile, 1-furlong bumper, and the Herd's Garden is the 15-8 favourite. Ballycorus 7-2, 9-2 for Fort Smith. Autumn Shade 7-1. A bit of money for Titan Jack, who's 12s into 10s, and then it's 12-1 barring those runners. What are your thoughts in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I agree with the market here, Mark. I think the Herd's Garden will probably take this, all being well. Nina will probably know a little bit more about this horse as well, having rode this horse last time out. And I can't believe it didn't win, to be honest, down in Limerick. It got to the front travelling really strongly, and it went two lengths clear. And I thought, well, that game over. You know, a heavily backed favourite who went two lengths clear with only like half a furlong to run, you'd expect it to come out and take the prize quite comfortably. But unfortunately, he drifted to his right and he faded late on, and he allowed the winner, 8 or late, to catch him right in the shadows of the post, much to the despair of those that backed him into 2-1 favouritism. Hopefully Nina this time will hold on to this horse as late as she dare. Obviously, it's a furlong less to run, and if you like, this track is a little bit less demanding than Limerick. Limerick obviously is a very taxing circuit on the legs, because the ground up there, once it does get on the soft side, can... it does seem like forever down the home straight, so that's probably one of the reasons why the horse got sucked into that far rail and collapsed in the latter stages. But hopefully Lightning won't strike twice. To be fair, I can't make too many strong cases after the rest. I think this is arguably weaker than the one it contested today. But hopefully Nina will get the tactics right this time out. She'll produce it probably just inside the final furlong and, you know, manage to keep it going this time.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. If you just spin us through your selections at Killarney one more time.
Yeah, first race looks a nice little contest between Badger Fort and Montello Tower. I'll go for the latter, who ran really well in a listed race first time up over hurdles two starts ago. I'll take Sailor's Worn to beat Darwin's Fox in the 5:40, just on the basis of the trip, maybe being in Edward O'Grady's horse's favour. Ibsen each way in the 6:10 is my bet there, just slightly ahead of Like It A Lot, who does look a very nice horse in the making. In the 6:40, an absolute nightmare of a handicap hurdle, which I haven't got a strong opinion on, but Polly Wallerdoodle would be the optimum choice. Nap of the night is Usual Smurf in the 7:10. I love the way he got the job done last time out down in Fairy House, and looks tailor-made for that race there tonight. 7:40, on the fringe, should really win that, you know, barring accidents. But I think Zebedee each way is probably the way I'd play the race if you gave me a bet. And in the final race, the Herd's Garden has been well back this morning. He was well back last time, but hopefully he can put a 1 next to his name rather than that unlucky 2 last time.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections, and enjoy Killarney this evening.
Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.